Bruce Springsteen, Dancing in the Dark, River 14, 67, 19 past 7. Now, pressure test to win back an apron took place on Tuesday night on MasterChef. Pastry chef guest Anthony Hart joined the show. He brought in this beautiful chalky oasis, and let me tell you, what a challenge. Now, previously eliminated contestants vying for a spot back in the show. Well, who won their way back into the kitchen? It was Manoli De Silva. Very good morning to you, Min.
Good morning, Dave. How are you today?
I'm good. You've got to be even better.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about it. I'm so excited. As you probably saw last night on TV, I couldn't contain it. It was crazy.
Judge Jock, he captured it right. He said he loves your exuberance. Your enthusiasm is just infectious.
Oh, thanks.
It really is.
That's awesome. Like, if it's infectious and then it helps other people get a bit more pep in their step, then great. But you know what? There's no way I could not be happy after yesterday's cook. Like, I cooked a dessert, tempering chocolate. Like, what even did I do? I went into some kind of zone and, yeah.
You did say at the beginning you were going to give 120%, and you certainly did that. But here's the thing. 2 hours, 15 minutes. So much concentration, it must feel that it went for no more than 15 minutes.
Yeah, honestly, it feels like it flies by. And I kind of like the pressure. That's why I did MasterChef wanted to get on MasterChef in the first place. And, you know, 2 hours and 15 minutes of your life, it's just so fun to focus on something that you absolutely love. And then at the end of it, just hands off, you know, it's out of your hands. You've just done everything for that time.
8 minutes putting that chalky piece together. What was that like doing it in front of the judges? Was that nerve-wracking?
It was so nerve-wracking. Yeah. And I was the last one to go up, and everyone was like, oh yeah, you know, 8 minutes is definitely enough time. And I went in there and I went down to the last couple of seconds.
Oh my goodness.
I know. And the judges were all looking at me, including Anthony, and they were like, are you serious? Like, are you going to make it?
I tell you what, along the way you had a little bit of a bump, pretty simple one. You forgot to boil the water, forgot to put the jug on. What was going through your head when you realised that?
Well, I hadn't done a pressure test before, so I didn't really understand, because at the top of the recipe it says put pots of water to boil. And I was like, what? That doesn't make sense. Like, I don't need to boil anything. And then you realise that when you're under time pressure, it just needs to be simmering away in the background for that moment when you need to just put those mandarins in. So, yeah, lesson learned. And I think the multitasking at the end really, like, caught some time back up, but...
Well, strange you say that, because Connor was really in control pretty well through the whole pressure test.
Mm.
But then just towards the end, he just did a couple of small mistakes. But here's the thing. Even if you put it all together, I just think the way you presented the dish at the end, and I want to just make a note. Mm-hmm. In real life, you're an engineering consultant, aren't you?
Yes, and so, did engineering consulting, but now leading a team, just telling people what to do.
When you looked at the dish, did you look at it and go, right, I've got this in the bag? Because it is quite an engineered dish, isn't it?
Yeah, when you're talking about tempering chocolate, if you don't temper it, then it will just sag. So the structure of that dish was so important to its integrity and getting it to look like Anthony's. So
let me ask you this, being an engineering consultant, how far away from daily reality of being a consultant is your experience on MasterChef?
It's chalk and cheese, and I think the closest thing to it would probably be a pressure test. Why I loved yesterday so much. Yep.
Yeah, right. Well, you got to be glad that you're back in, and well done to you. You've got your apron back.
Wearing that white apron, like, I'm really nervous about the next elimination, but I just have to remember that nerves got me out last time, and just go in there, just smash it.
Are you wearing your apron now? Have you taken it off at this point?
They have to wash them, unfortunately. I would wear it all the time, yes.
Well, listen, I'll be cheering for you for the rest of the season. Well done last night. As I said, your enthusiasm is just infectious, and great to watch you. Wishing you all the best. And hopefully next time we talk, we may be discussing how you're going to spend $250,000.
That would be insane, Jace. That would be insane. All right, I'm going to give it my all.
Oh, give it your all. It's great to have you on the show, Min. And once again, wishing you all the best. Of course, MasterChef back tonight on Channel 10. There will be another apron up for grabs, so don't miss out, of course, 7:30. Min, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Jace. Have a great day.
Every Saturday afternoon, it's The Sideline View. Damien talks to the people in the know around Sunraysia and the world of sport and so much more.